As far as breaking the wudu is concerned, the following are the things that break the wudu and one has to go and renew his wudu. Number one is urination. Number two, defecation. Number three is breaking wind. And the other is ejaculation. And the other is sleeping. And anyone who loses his brain, be subconscious for one reason or the other, or become senile to the extent he had Alzheimer's disease or he has Parkinson's disease. And the other one is whoever touches his private organs will lose his wudu. If you have wudu and you don't break it, you can continue making salat. Suppose you had wudu at Zuhr time and you never broke it. So with the same wudu, you can continue for Asr and Maghrib, as long as you did not break the wudu. So as long as the wudu is with you, you did not break it, you can pray Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. But it's not easy for everybody, to wait all these hours without breaking the wudu. So, but if you break it, go ahead and renew it, and then refresh. That would be good. You know, even it is mentioned wudu ala wudu, nur ala nur. Even if I have wudu, I did not break it, I go and make another wudu, because it will bring me mercy of Allah, nur, light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and improve me and be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.